Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Murder Moses. I'm Day.
And I'm Ree.
And I'm Ruby.
And this week we have somewhat of a special episode. But first, what are y'all drinking?
So I was eating ice cream. Whatever. But I'm drinking this. It's not that good. It's
those barefoot box wine things. Those are nasty. Yeah, but
it's Barefoot Moscato. I just wanted to try it. And you know what? I'm good now. So back to Stella I go. Sorry, Stella. I didn't mean to disrespect.
That's what you get for venturing out.
Right? You got to stick to what you know. Ruby, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking that good old crisp H2O. You're staying hydrated.
Yeah, I don't have
nothing. You still in sicko mode over there?
Just a little bit.
Oh, did y'all have anything interesting happen this week?
So I went to go walk down my stairs the other day.
Why are we already laughing?
And police were everywhere. And what? I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, no, the police are here. And they had their fucking M4s locked, cocked, and ready to rock. They had those big ass shields. And I was like, what the fuck is going on around down? Yeah. I don't have time for this shit. I just wanted to go to my car. And I'm black. I was just like, whoa.
Can't take our chances with that.
But I'm assuming
probably the young dealers. Lady.
Nah, I'm pretty sure it was the young lady that lives above me that's always, always fighting her boyfriend, who they both look like they enjoy meth for breakfast. They argue and fight, and it is horrible. So I'm assuming that the police were there for him, because I think he, you know, put hands and feet on her. So
that's the tea.
Mm-hmm. Now I want to know what happened for real.
I know.
Have they been fighting lately?
You don't understand the fighting that goes down with these two.
Oh, that's so annoying.
I mean, whoo, it is like, please don't start shooting, because I don't want it to come down here on me. But whoo, I've never seen such. But there's another couple that is even worse. He's black, she's white, and he stays calling her nigga this, nigga that, nigga this.
Like, no.
Sir, if you wanted to be able to say that to someone, you should have definitely got yourself not Amy. You should have got Amy. No. So he's like,
not Brandy.
It's like, he'll be like, what the fuck, motherfucker? Like, that's how he talks, and it's like all day. And I'm like, she at work though. How does she get through work with you cussing her out for hours at a time?
Like, where do they live? Like, the below phone? You or next to you?
No, like two down. But he comes on the balcony to curse her out. So he'll be on the balcony. He'd be like, oh, fuck me, motherfucker. No, fuck you, motherfucker. Fuck you with your bitch ass. I'm like,
oh my God. A lady?
That's so unfortunate.
Look, he was like, so a motherfucker can't sit in the bathroom and jack off?
No.
Fucking problem. I was like, whoa, y'all taking it way too far. And then I don't know where.
But why are you going on the balcony? Like, why are you specifically like going on the balcony? And then
he goes, you wasn't saying that when I was fucking you last night and the night before that night and the night before that night and the night before that night, motherfucker. I was like, oh my God, this has got to stop.
This should not be stop. That funny, because like, he should not be talking to her like
it
that.
But,
like,
that funny, but I can't help it. I can't help it.
We did not condone this type of behavior.
I have to turn it into comedy. I have to turn it into comedy. Look, I don't know how a woman is okay with being spoken to like that. And I don't know why a man would want to be in a relationship where he got to cuss somebody out like that.
But like repetitively, like, oh, no, ma'am.
Every day, too. It's every day. And like, it starts at 7 a.m. and goes on and on and on. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And then they just walk around like ain't nothing shit happened all day. They get bring up their groceries and I'm like, look at you, motherfuckers, you. Look at you. God damn, where is he? Y'all, she needs to come and fix y'all fucking life.
Wow.
We need to keep like updates from like these people now.
I'm worried about
as long as we've been doing this podcast, she's lived in the same place and she's never told us about this.
Because these motherfuckers just started acting out. Just recent. These people above me, they've been wilding out. She'd be having my mail.
This episode is gonna be motherfucker. That's gonna be the name of the episode.
She had my she be like, oh, I got your mail. I'm like, ooh, I'm glad you didn't smoke it. But yeah, it's wild. It's wild.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, God.
I was like, we pay too much, but they're putting the girl out, I think, above me because they have up like they're up in the rent, like they're redoing stuff and trying to like super luxury it out. So I think they asked her to beat it because there's just too much the police out here too often.
Yeah.
Brings down the property value.
We have an image to uphold.
I mean, they do. They want people to rent. So, wow. That's crazy. Ruby, you have anything interesting happen?
You know, no.
Are your neighbors going crazy?
Not as of recently, thankfully. Although ever since they put like these lights, like the soccer field lights down at the we have this park and open field down our street, and they put these lights in it for, I guess, like people to now like, you know, play soccer. But I kid you not, from like 8 this morning till it's still going on right now, like you just hear cheers from like hundreds of people and children
that well, are down been, there like I've been soccer. I've been on in your neighborhood and it's soccer season. Even don't they play football down there too, or is it just soccer?
Cricket.
Oh,
cricket.
Cricket.
Oh. Cricket and soccer. There's cricket and fucking soccer. The cricket, they don't bother me as much because they really just like practice and their games aren't as like hectic. But like these soccer games, like they like people just start parking all up and down our street. I'm like, whatever, you know what? That's cool. But it's just like ever since they put these lights up, I'm like, oh, now this is just a certified soccer field. Like I used to take Louie and we used to run around and now she's preoccupied all the time.
Well, hopefully it should be ending soon. I mean, it's almost 9 o'clock.
So I mean, I don't really care. Yeah, it's just like whatever. I'm not gonna complain about it on Nextdoor app or anything.
Lord, well, I know I made an abrupt exit from last week's episode, but I didn't get to tell them that I got a new job. So far, I'm so much less stressed. Being paid more.
That's all about.
That's what I'm being paid more, less stressed.
Chef's kiss.
The only thing I hate about my job is that my previous position, I was used to doing meetings through Microsoft Teams and like we didn't have to have our cameras on or nothing, right?
Same.
This position, this company, they have Microsoft Teams, but they don't do their meetings through Microsoft Teams. They do it through Zoom, and you gotta have your camera on. I mean, you could.
Hey, they may be listening now since you told them.
Oh.
But she loves everyone.
But I
she
love
works with so
my
far.
Job. Yeah, I do. I haven't met anybody that I don't like or anything. Everybody's really nice. It's like those people, you know. I'm not used to having like such nice people around me work wise. And
we love that.
You know, everybody that I come in contact with. Oh, put some time on my calendar. Let's connect. Let's do this.
Oh, that's nice.
We love them. Everybody wants to meet me like I'm a freaking celebrity or something.
You're a star.
And then my laptop is touchscreen that they gave me. Scared the fuck out of me. Ruby was on FaceTime with me, and when I realized it was touchscreen, it scared the shit out of me. But no, they have Teams, but I don't think they realize they can do meetings through Teams, and you can use your camera through Teams also.
That's what we do.
I don't know. Yeah, and I've already like brought up a couple things to my boss where he's like, oh, I didn't know what that was. Oh, I didn't. Well, he's super nice. I love my boss. He's chill. He be cussing.
If you cuss, we're friends.
Yeah, I was talking. We were like in a meeting, like catching up or whatever, and like he was like touching base with me or whatever. And I don't know what we were talking about, but he was like, you know, but frankly, I just don't fucking give a shit. And I was like, oh, okay.
Like, absolutely.
Agreed.
We love that safe place.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't start cussing at you. Which I'm sure wouldn't happen. But
I mean, we could go back and I'm just kidding. Love my boss. Love my job. Love it all.
We love that. We love but, a safe, healthy work environment.
We love it. We really do. But I guess we can go ahead and get started. Like I said in the beginning, this is going to be somewhat of a special episode. So, Ruby, take it over.
All right, everyone. So, this little special episode is because of People Magazine doing this little article about something that's ongoing, and I thought we could, like, I'll just read straight from the article. Shout out to Casey Baker, who wrote this from People Magazine, because I'm just going to read this word for word, but basically kind of the start and finish, of, like, not finish, but, like, what the updates are so far, and then everyone can just chime in, get their opinions and thoughts and feelings on it, because it's just really sad, and it quite frankly pissed me off. Because my chest, it just made my chest really tight. So
I'm ready.
Here's the title of it. And I quote, I was naive, end quote. Wife sought answers after husband's Cancun death. Instead, she faced corruption and red tape. I don't know. The article title could have been maybe a little stronger, but it says that a widowed mother of two, Jamie Snow, is trying to find out how her husband, firefighter Elijah Snow, ended up dead in a hotel window, and if he was murdered, which I feel like, yes, because how do you just end up in a hotel window?
Just that quick, yes.
Yes.
I'm just positive, actually.
It already doesn't sit right. So, when Jamie and Elijah Snow traveled to Mexico in July to celebrate their 10th wedding anniversary, they made sure to not stray from the resort that they booked, you know, to stay on the safe side. You know, everyone says that whenever you go to Mexico. Going into it, we weren't worried at all. Jamie, who's 35, from Arlington, Texas, told People, you hear horror stories, but I always thought those things happened outside of the resorts or at a bar downtown, she said. Now Jamie's saying she was naive about that. On July 19th, hours after Jamie and Elijah, who is also 35, checked into the Royalton Chic Cancun Resort and Spa, located on the beach in the area's popular hotel zone, he vanished after heading to the lobby bar for a nightcap. The following morning, Elijah was found stuffed into a small window in a secluded section of the Sunset Royal Beach next door to the Royalton Chic. So what the fuck? So his torso was hanging out of the small opening and his feet were dangling inside what turned out to be a bathroom. Even though Elijah's entire body was covered in bruises and he had a gash on his head, Mexican officials quickly labeled Elijah's death an accident. Jamie told People that afternoon, police told me there was no foul play. He was trying to climb out of a restroom window, got stuffed and suffocated there. But a police officer at the station told her Elijah's death was a homicide without suspects. And several days later, the local attorney general's press release stated that the male from Texas, USA was trying to enter a bathroom. So it's like, how is he trying to enter the bathroom when the front of him was sticking outside the window and the back end of him was inside the back? Like, what you're saying isn't adding up. And I'm just pissed. I'm just like trying to be in Jamie's position. Like, if that happened to Zach, are you kidding me? I would burn down the resort. I would burn down.
And it was like, nobody cared. It was just like, kind of, hey, listen, this happened and go ahead and pack your shit up. And
yeah, like, oh, no foul play. It just accident. It's fine. Like, okay.
No, thank you.
Yeah. So obviously Jamie was like, none of it made sense. There's just no way that that's possible. Devastated about the death of her husband, whom she considered the love of her life and her best friend, she crumbled to the floor of her hotel room and just was in tears with all this happening. Little did she know that her real life nightmare was only just beginning. At the local, this part really fucked me up. This just really did me in. So at the local morgue where Jamie was taken to identify Elijah's lifeless body, an officer showed her Elijah's face on a computer screen, but refused to let her see his body or any photos. I told them I wanted to see him in person, Jamie was telling people, and they said, absolutely not. I asked why, and they said it was because his death wasn't of natural causes. The hotel staffer who'd accompanied her to the morgue then typed the words, "Do you have money?" into her phone. Shocked, Jamie paid to see four photos of her husband at $100 each in cash. For an additional $100, she was allowed to use her phone to take a picture of a police photo of Elijah's face. So she paid $500 technically altogether.
That's the thing. I think a lot of people say that when they go to Mexico, like if they get pulled over, the police are like, yeah, I won't take you to jail, but give me X amount of dollars and you won't have to go. Even like if you get into a car accident, everybody goes to jail. Like it doesn't matter whose fault it is. You have a car accident, everybody goes because they just want to rob you.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but like just like just imagine like you're alone now in Mexico after your husband just like got pretty much murdered, and you just have to identify him and you can't even see his body, and then you're having to pay this money just to be able to see pictures. Like,
and what if she didn't have the money? What if you know they were brought out there as a gift and she didn't have $400? She probably didn't have it in, like, nobody wants to have to pay $400 to see pictures of their husband and he's not alive in the first place when you know he's in the other room and they could easily have just fucking walked you over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but also why the fuck wouldn't they let her see the body,
especially when she had to identify him anyway?
Yeah, so it's like nothing's adding up. So she says, I wanted to know what in the world happened. And then when they didn't want to show me the rest of the pictures, I was angry. Already confused, Jamie got more conflicting information when she and the hotel staffer went to the local police station. The homicide detective said that Elijah was found in a window and that everything appeared to look like there was no foul play, she said. The detective then said Elijah's death would be labeled as a murder without suspect on his death certificate. She said, I was already confused because they were saying there's no foul play, but then it's murder without suspect and he's in a window. So it's like, what is really going on, people? What is really going on? So Jamie's father-in-law, David, who was among a group of friends and family who flew to Cancun to help her, demanded to see security camera videos of the grounds. But the hotel staffer who accompanied Jamie to the morgue and police station said, nope, we can't do that.
I wonder if they'd have offered her a couple of dollars if she'd have been like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then like, I whatever, like just like, would've. Yeah. So then like the dad's obviously like, I'm going, well, why? I want to see them. And she just said, well, because there was a death. And then he said, well, that's more reason to let me see them, like that kind of stuff. So the employee held him firm, saying, I'm so sorry, the management will let us do that. Whenever he asked to go next door to see the footage, oh my God, I just stuttered so bad, footage, she goes, oh no, we can't do that either. So it's like, no one's answering anything, no one's being helpful. I would just end up burning down the place. So later he says the family was told that the cameras at the Sunset Royal weren't working. Like, okay.
So either I can't see them or they weren't working. What is it?
Exactly. So then David said, like, we just felt like we were up against a wall. didn't know what to do at that point. So the Royalton Chic, the Sunset Royal, the hotel staffer, and the local police did not respond to multiple calls or emails from people requesting comments about Elijah's death. But an employee at the Royalton Chic who answered the phone and was not acting as an official spokesperson recently told people that the resort did not give Jamie any security footage showing Elijah's movements after she left him at the lobby bar because it did not happen on our property.
But how do you know?
It's like, again, everyone's just being wishy-washy.
These hoes wishy-washy.
Pretty much. Every request to the resorts for information and potential evidence must go through the U.S. consul in Mexico, is what Jamie was saying. In July, she asked the consul for surveillance video footage from the many cameras on the Sunset Royal property. She finally heard back in October. And this happened a lie. So she said the initial response back was, "We can't give you surveillance footage. We can give you pictures." Then I sent a very specific request that said I wanted a still shot of every second from 9 p.m. until 7 a.m. the next day. She is still waiting to hear back from them. She asked the consul to bring in the FBI to investigate. The consul responded to that request and said that Mexican authorities were doing a sufficient investigation and that the FBI wasn't needed. The FBI declined to comment to people. And then people recently reached out to the Bureau.
The Bureau? Yeah.
Yes, you have to be aggressive with it.
And you, but while we're correcting you, you said
no. Don't fucking no.
The consul, it's the consulate, isn't it?
Damn. You know what? Sure, but what if nobody needed to know that? What if they just went along with it?
Would have been like, "What the fuck is she talking about?"
Anyway,
what are they consulting on?
Whatever. Anyway, so they were asking for an update in the case, including whether or not the FBI would be invited to investigate. People also asked how safe it is to travel in Mexico. A State Department official replied, "The current State Department travel advisory for Mexico is a level 3. Reconsider travel due to COVID-19 before sending links with a bunch of other stuff. The official said some areas of Mexico have increased risk of crime and kidnapping. Travelers should read the full travel advisory for Mexico, which contains state level summaries and advisory levels for information on specific travel destinations. According to a public policy nonprofit, violent crimes rose in Mexico in 2021, and the U.S. Justice Department reports that 112 Americans died there of unnatural causes in the first 6 months of this year. Last year, nearly 95% of crimes went unsolved, according to a Mexico government watchdog group. So that's terrifying, too. Let's see. Now, Jamie is forced to be a single mother to the couple's two young daughters, who are 6 and 5, and she's still trying to figure out what happened to her damn husband. She contacted the U.S. Embassy in Mexico, the U.S. consulate. In Mexico, the FBI, the U.S. Department of State, and multiple state officials in an effort to get help. Jamie is even begging President Biden to involve the FBI, getting, you know, signatures on an online position. Petition, right? I think so. A GoFundMe has been started, but that's pretty much where they're at right now with everything. Like, she's still waiting to hear back from them. There's still no freaking answers about this, and it's just so upsetting that we had to talk about it in one episode.
Definitely doesn't make me want to go to Mexico at all. And it seems like that's what they were kind of more worried about, like, hey, don't let this get out because it'll mess up our little tourist thingy. Mm-hmm. Which is trash. Like, give the woman her closure, because this is something she'll probably think about forever. Like, what happened? That's probably something that she just, like, traces back over and over in her mind every day. And this is like super recent. And America, come on. What the fuck?
I know.
Just ask to see the tapes. Well, I mean, I'm confused. What happened that is so horrible that y'all don't want her to know? Because y'all know. Because you motherfuckers have watched the tapes. Let's be clear. Y'all watched them. So y'all know.
The thing
y'all is, y'all just don't want the bad publicity.
Yeah, like the hotel will like have to be shut down or some crazy thing. I don't know. But it just like sucks. Because yeah, even like the FBI saying like, no, they're doing a good investigation. Look, I will burn down whatever building I need to get some answers. Sorry, don't come knocking on my door. I'm not threatening to burn down a government building. But you know what? if something like this happened, you know what? I don't know. But for legal reasons, I'm kidding.
It just seems like anything that happens over there, nothing ever happens. Like, nothing's ever found out about what happened. It's just kind of like, hey, pull up the rug, sweep that under there real quick. Because, no. What was that? Yeah. It's like, just like they kind of, sort of, like in Italy, shit like this happens. Like, I think it was just one, something like this just happened in, Puerto Rico or Dominican, DR, I think. A man went outside and never came back in. He was just dead.
Oh my God.
So it's weird that they sit there and say, hey, you should stay in a, I guess they stayed at an Airbnb. But they say, oh, stay at a resort. It's all inclusive. But it's kind of like, why should I? I don't want to stay at a resort. I want to see shit. I don't want to just see the resort. What's the point? I might as well just stay in a hotel at home. Fucking same thing. So it's just hard. It's like to trust you go out or somebody tries to help you or to stay in an Airbnb in a foreign country is wild as fuck. Because you really don't know who's coming to kick you in the door. I wouldn't even be able to sleep. Yeah, I'd be up all night trying to make fake bombs. Like, there's just no way. There's just no way. Like, I trust nothing.
Oh, wow. Well, that was crazy. Hopefully
she gets something.
Yeah.
Hopefully some sort of closure for that.
Well, Ree, do we have any bonus material this week?
Yeah, we're just going to go down to Thailand for just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Okay. Go down to Thailand.
Go on to Thailand. to their laws. It is illegal to leave your house without underwear on.
How are you?
How do they know?
I was about to say that.
even wilder. From what I know, it's usually pretty fucking hot in Thailand. So if somebody's not wearing underwear, I almost get it. I fucking get it.
Just need a little extra breeze.
It's fucking hot. You can't step on Thai currency. So you know how we walk around shit, step on fucking pennies and goddamn dimes and shit? Yeah, not there. That's a crime. You can't throw chewing gum on the ground. Like, you'll get a huge fine. And if you don't pay the fine.
I support it 100%.
As somebody who will throw a fucking full shoe in the trash, if they get gum on it, I'm not trying to get the gum off. The trash is where it's going. I'm not saving that shoe.
I'm the same way. So, I think it's so gross. Yeah.
Keep your fucking bubblicious in your mouth.
$5,000 fine, in my opinion. No less.
Seriously. Like, get the fuck out of here. You can't drive shirtless. So people who are from LA, I'm sure, have a hard time with that. Because I know And country people.
Does that go for men rednecks, and women?
Rednecks too don't like to wear shirts. It didn't say.
My husband never has a shirt on and
dad's just going right to jail.
So yeah, can't do that. And much like most countries, you can't talk about the king or anybody in the royal family. You can get up to 15 years in prison. So you know how people here just be like, fuck Donald Trump, or fuck what's that boy's name? Joe Biden. Like, can't do that. can't do that. In Thailand. So all that shit that's so free here to do, to talk, to run up in the motherfucking Capitol.
That's all we can do is run our mouths. That's all we do. That's why these other countries just laugh at us. Because we're just a disgrace. Just
talk some shit.
Right. That's like all you motherfuckers is free. That's it. Y'all medical is shit.
Yep.
Your leaders are shit. You're disrespectful and rude as fuck.
I really do.
They keep they folks in line in other countries. I wish a motherfucker would in Thailand say some slick shit about the president or the king. It's a wrap. 15 years though, you going to prison. And it's not like they have an easy prison. It's not like, you know, you're gonna go in there and see your homegirls and like have a little room you can put your family's pictures up. Hell no, it's gonna be roaches, rats, and goddamn what's them fucking big ass snakes wrapped around your ankle when you wake up in the morning. It's gonna be a horrible time. Like, their prison's not gonna be a good time. I can only imagine
she comes up with
snakes. Imagine what they feed you. Listen, they have the, you know, they got weird animals running around Thailand and Australia. They got the fucking big ass spiders. In Thailand, I'm positive boa constrictors
I'm telling you, if I was like, if I ever had some information that I had to dive with and someone kidnapped me for the information and they put a tarantula even just in front of me, they'd get it. They'd get it. Right? They would get whatever information on me. That's all it would take.
It's like me with the a peacock.
See, all they gotta do is there's their feathers.
I have a phobia of peacocks. So.
She won't even look at a picture of one.
The reason why that's funny is because there's this in Oklahoma, in Muskogee, there's this the place where you buy your fireworks at. They have peacocks that just walk around and they just
no thank you.
Flop their motherfucking little and they, tails.
That
open.
Shit is so fucking weird, and they sound like cats. They creep me out. They really do.
They would be fighting for her life to get some fireworks.
Bro, no, I wouldn't even go up there. My husband would have to do that. Nope.
Nope. And just so y'all know, one of the most five terrifying prisons on the planet, Bang Quang Prison in Bangkok, Thailand.
What you say?
So guess what? That's where your ass gonna land talking shit about the king.
Don't do it.
So don't be the talking king. Shit about the king. Okay?
The king. I'm gonna the king's college. They're like, I'm going to see the kings.
Going to see the kings. And that's what's gonna happen when your ass go to fucking Bangkok, Thailand. Talking shit.
Well, I guess that's been another week of Murder Mouses. I hope y'all had a wonderful Thanksgiving last week. Hope y'all ate good and all that good stuff. Hope you didn't try any new dishes.
Hope they didn't put too much sage in your dressing.
Hope you are still talking to your families. hope there was no unnecessary
that felt family. Personal. That felt personal. Oh, your mom listens to us, doesn't she?
I think so. Yeah, she does.
Hey, hey mom.
Hey, mom.
Love you.
Me too.
All right, y'all follow us on Instagram and tell your friends to listen to us, and we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Yep.